The Sun Rises. This is an orphaned work, and read by Fens and Marshes for day 27 of the Jiangcheng Love Month. Jiangcheng wakes. This is, in itself, a miracle. Because heavens above, he had not expected to wake up with the golden core, his golden core, pulsing in his chest, with the knowledge that he could have the comforting warmth of spiritual energy running through his body once again. He had not expected to wake to anything but the taste of disappointment and ash and the smell of smoke that still remained on his clothes a week after the burning of his home. Zidian is heavy on his finger. Slowly, stretching his muscles like a baby bird taking his first flight, he circulates spiritual energy through each of his meridians. He basks in the familiar feeling in having power at his fingertips. But there is a pain in his chest from where his golden core had been healed, and he pitches forward when he tries to walk, and... where is he? Is he still on Baoshan Sanren's mountain? The mysterious woman had led him up blindfolded and drugged him before he could realize what was happening, not that he could have fought back. Jiangcheng is powerless without a golden core. His reliance on it is pathetic. Wei Ying could fight even without his core, he thinks. His fingernails dig grooves in the crumbling earth. With a hiss of pain, Jiangcheng pushes himself back to his feet and realizes that he's standing at the base of Baoshan Sanren's mountain, the winding paths in the bare forests that he had stumbled through to get to the elusive immortal hidden behind layers and layers of thick fog. A thin blanket, ragged at the edges, lies discarded several feet away. So that Baoshan Sanren didn't even have the decency to wait for her guest to recover. And then, with a hint of something that definitely isn't guilt. But she saved my life. She gave me back my power. You're in no place to be upset. But he is, isn't he? Shouldn't he be allowed to be upset about never being the one to cultivate his power all by himself? With Wei Wuxian teaching him how to fly on his sword, with Wei Wuxian teaching him to do anything, really. And how that thought stings, and now with Baoshan Sanren taking pity on poor, pathetic Jiang Wanyin, so dirty and useless without his golden core. Fuck, he thinks. Get it together, Jiangcheng. No. Get it together, sect leader Jiang. He raises his head, tall and proud. His shoulders shake no more. In the damp morning air, the only thing that glistens on his cheeks is perspiration from heat of summer. Oh, and what Jiangcheng wouldn't give to feel nothing but cold again, because he has had a lifetime of flames licking at his palms, swallowing up everything and everyone he loves, and he'll take being an unfeeling bastard over the heat of fire any fucking day. One step after another, one foot in front of the other. He must keep going. He's attempted the impossible once, twice, thrice. In your ugly, trashy face, Wen Chao, I'm alive and you'll never fucking kill me. He carries the ghosts of his family upon his shoulders, and he is sect leader Jiang Wanyin. Zidian crackles with purple sparks that clear the fog on the road ahead of Jiangcheng. He's going home. He's going home. Wait for me, Lotus Pier. He travels through the day, only stopping for a brief drink of water when the sun is highest and the air swelters. The silver bell on his robes, untarnished through all his ordeals, tinkles with every step, and the sound brings a clarity to his mind that nothing else in the world could. Are you watching me, mother, father? Are you proud of your son now? Look at me, father. Jiangcheng arrives at the crumbling gates of Lotus Pier well after nightfall. The ruins of his home are still and quiet in the peaceful night, and it's hard to imagine that anybody ever lived here. But Xiang Cheng can see the ghosts of his shidis running along the burnt lakeside and flying silver kites in the summer sky. Xiang Cheng can see his mother snapping orders from the pagoda, which is little more than a pile of scorched stones, and his father on the docks sorting through paperwork. He can see his Atie laughing as Wei Wuxian swims in the rippling waters of the lake and plucks a lotus flower to tuck behind her ear. The Wen sect's cultivators are long since gone from his home. Good, he thinks. If any of them ever dare to step foot in his lands and desecrate his family's graves, they will face the wrath of Yumeng Jiang. He will build Lotus Pier up again. Nothing is impossible, because he is Jiang Cheng, Jiang Wanyin, sect leader Jiang, and this is his birthright. Even if the flames of Ji Shen Wen scorch his lonely back and he yearns for the presence of Jiang Yanli and Wei Wuxian by his side, he cannot show it. The war is only starting, and a Jiang never shows weakness. Jiang Cheng lets his tears wet the dying ground of Lotus Pier. He mourns his family, no matter how broken it was. And with the rising sun, he wipes his tears and does not attempt the impossible. No, he stares the impossible in the face. He grasps it with his bare hands and forces it to submit to his will. Yunmeng Jiang will come back with all the fury of its ghosts, and Jiang Cheng will be leading the charge. Yunmeng Jiang will come back, and if Wei Wuxian isn't by his side when the time comes to take their revenge, if Wei Wuxian is lying dead somewhere, bloodied and broken and forgotten, and all of Jiang Cheng's worst fears are true, then he will be truly alone. A cruel smile curves his lips. He has no room left to mourn. His mother, who always pushed him, his father, who never loved him, they are gone. Jiang Cheng is crying for the approval of people who will never come back. The pieces of Lotus Pier lie in a crescent around Jiang Cheng, and he sees now how he will put them back together, just like he'll put the pieces of himself back together. His golden core pulses in its familiar rhythm, in a pattern of spiritual energy that isn't at all like his old core. But that's to be expected. Cracks show when something broken is repaired. Yunmeng Jiang will come back, and this time they will be flawless. Blazing with the sharp beauty of a nine-petaled lotus and the force of Zidian and the summer storms. Yunmeng Jiang will come back, but Jiang Cheng's parents will never, and he hates himself, hates the fact that he can't ever bury the part of himself that is a lonely child reaching for validation, hates Wei Wuxian for taking that away and for disappearing and leaving his side, hates until Jiang Cheng himself is gone. Yunmeng Jiang will come back, but Jiang Cheng will never. The sun rises on the start of the war. Sect leader Jiang roars his challenge loud and clear. End of story. Thank you for listening.